Let's take a look tonight at the Mitzvah Shin Chaf Dalet in the Sefer HaChinuch. That's the Mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. And it's he gives a fascinating, original and fascinating perspectives on that Mitzvah in particular, and we'll see on Simcha and Sukkot in general. The Mitzvah of Sukkot, so the Torah already speaks of what the Tama Mitzvah is. It's meant to remind us of the Nisim that accompany us throughout the 40 years of the Midbar, and the lessons that taught us about ongoing Hashgacha Pratis, the ongoing care HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. The mitzvah of Arba Minim, the Torah is very clear, you have to take Arba Minim. The Torah doesn't tell us that much. There is one hint, and that is according to Chazal, the Torah describes this mitzvah twice. Once is lakachtem lechem b'yom rishon, the mitzvah to take lulav and esrog on the first day of Sukkot. Min haTorah, the Mishnah tells us, lulav is only a mitzvah d'oraisa all over the world on the first day. Lulav and Chol HaMoed is d'rabbanan, zecher to the one place in the world where it is d'oraisa, which is in the Mikdash. And that's based on the pasuk "Usmachtam lefnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim." When you're in the state of lefnei Hashem, which the Torah Shabbat understands usually over the course of Chumash refers to Mikdash, so then you have a mitzvah of lulav. It's interesting that the Torah is describing lulav there as usmachtam, which indicates that there's a heightened element of simcha in netilas lulav. The Sefer HaChinuch does not speak to that directly, but I believe that's what underlies his comments. Let's take a look. He has two approaches to the mitzvah of lulav and esrog. Let's take a look. Misharashi ha-mitzvah. Kevar kasavtu chabini kama palmi ma'ashakadam. He says, my son, I've already mentioned so many times in earlier mitzvahs. By this point, we're already more than 300 mitzvahs in. I've already mentioned a number of times in understanding the impact of various mitzvahs. She'adam nif'al kifi pu'ulosav she'yaseh tamid. That a person is impacted and shaped, our insides are shaped by repeated action. Rayonov v'chol eshtonosav nispasos acharei po'al yadav imtov ve'imra. Our thoughts, our dreams, our aspirations, who we are, pnimius, is shaped by the actions of our hands. Our chitzonios impacts our penis. If it's a repeated action, for better or for worse, that's just a psychological reality, and it can be used for morally good or bad purposes. Okay, ki rotzach makom luzakosis hamoa Yisrael asher bachar. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was interested in doing good for his chosen nation, Klal Yisrael, this is a general principle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has our best interests in mind, and that's why he gives us many mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us an abundance of mitzvahs so that we have so many opportunities to shape and polish who and what we are. So he says, an example, before he even gets to lulav, he says, let me remind you of this principle we've discussed earlier in Sefer HaChinuch, and let me give you as an example, miklal ha-mitzvot she-tzivanu, lahaspis machashavteinu b'avadaso b'tahara, an example of a mitzvah that's meant to enable us to grasp our thinking and focus it on pure avoda is the mitzvah of tefillin. What's the concept of tefillin? Lihios munachim keneged evareha adam ha-yiduim bo l'mishkan ha-seichel. The two tefillin lie next to the part organs of our body that we see as the seat of our mind. And those are the lev and the moach. So you have as we say in the Hineni Muchan, it's printed in the Siddur in advance of Hanachas Tefillin. It's based on the language of the Kuzri, Ben Yonah, and the Tur. So explanations of the Shal Yad and the Shal Rosh that appear in the Hineni Muchan is that both are keneged parts of the body that we associate with thinking and with emotion, the lev and the moach. On the arm is meant to be keneged a lev. It says if you put tefillin, you put tefillin in places that remind us of our thinking and our feeling. Through doing that on a regular basis, if on a regular basis I put tefillin opposite my head and opposite my heart, so over time that will enable me to always, continually be focusing, make it easier for me to focus my thinking towards ultimate good. Even when I'm not wearing the tefillin, because the acher pulos nimshachan halavavas, the repeated action will over time polish my insides. V'yizkar v'yizahar tamid kol hayom l'chaven kol ma'aseh b'yosher v'tzedek. And wearing tefillin on a regular basis, even for an hour a day, will over time make it easier for me to 24 hours a day be aware of my need, be vigilant in an ongoing way of the need to always act with yosher and with tzedek, with integrity and with honesty and with straightness. That's a paradigm of what we mean by achreya pu'ulos nimshachan halavavos. Ha'adam nifal kefi pu'ulosav. You wear tefillin on a regular basis, it'll over time shape my mind and my heart to be dedicated to Ribbono Shel. The Gemara says that the tefillin are a part of the ultimate recipe for kabbalas al-malchus shamayim. So this will impact me even when I'm no longer wearing the tefillin. So he says, keeping that example in mind, lulav is a bit like tefillin. Kemoke mitzvah lulav and gimel minav. Mizeh ha-sharashu. How so? The contents of tefillin, the four parashas written in tefillin, speak about the Ribbono Shel Olam, speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in the world and in history and in nature, and speak about our need to be Mekabel Malchus Shamayim and to have Emuna and Schar V'Yomish and so on and so forth. But Lulav, well, how does Lulav focus me? How does Lulav shape me? So he says, well, let's understand first what the problem is, what the issue is, what the context is, and then what the power of Lulav is. Yimei HaChag Hem Yimei Simcha HaSimcha Gedola LiYisrael. Sukkot's time is a time of great joy. Why? Externally. Naturally, who ace asif asatavuos who pays ilum abayis. If you live in an agrarian society, fall Sukkot time is the equivalent of December, January in many corporate contexts. This is when the big bonuses come. As a matter of fact, even more than the big bonuses, hopefully. Sukkot time, for if you're a farmer, that's when your entire annual salary comes in one lump payment. When you gather everything in, all the months and months and months of preparing the soil and planting and harvesting and so on and so forth, all of that, everything comes in, Sukkot time. So how is Yismuchu Bnei Adam Simcha Rabba? It's naturally, that's when the year's salary comes in. It's a time of natural great joy. Bnei Kein Nikra Chag Ha'asif. And he says, I'll demonstrate to you that Sukkot relates to that natural phenomenon, because that's why the Torah refers to it. One of the names of the Yontif of Sukkot in Chumash is agricultural. It's a time of gathering in. Vitzivas Alderach Rem, as many Sfarim suggest, that it has to do with some sort of spiritual gathering of kochos. But Sefer Chinuch says Al Pipshuto. It means agricultural gathering. And there is a natural simcha vitzo. So how does the mitzvah, as Yontif of Sukkot, and specifically the mitzvah of Arbim Minim, how does that fit in? So now he says two things. Number one, the fact that it's a time of natural simcha, tziva hakela amola asos lefanav chag ba'osa eis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there's going to be simcha anyways, I want you to make a yomtiv at that time. Lizakosam lios ikar simcha l'shmo yisbar. We're going to be in a great mood anyways, let's channel that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us opportunity, instead of just being sort of a secular mundane simcha that goes nowhere, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah of simcha so that we can take the simcha that we naturally feel and invest it, channel it into simcha l'Hashem, a simcha shal mitzvah. And then he says, V'yos ha-simcha mo-shechet, simcha is a great opportunity, but it also has risk. V'yos ha-simcha mo-shechet ha-chomer harbe u'mishakachas mimenu yiras elokim ba'eis ahi. when the time of overwhelming joy, there is the danger of forgetting the Ribbono Shel'Olam and forgetting Yirat Shamayim and forgetting what's really important, and it becoming entirely just a simcha of the senses, and being driven by one's Yetzer Hara. That's a very real and present danger. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in place, Sivanu Hashem Yisbaruch HaKachas Ben Yodenu Dvarim HaMazkirim Osanu, that we have a mitzvah to hold in our hands something that's going to remind us. He calls Simchas Libeinu L'Shmo V'Lichvodo. That's the goal, the first shorish that he suggests, the goal, the purpose of Lulav and Esrog as a tool. It reminds at the time of Simcha, like tzitzis, like a knot around the finger. It's all meant to be focused around the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, so of all things, why Lulav and Esrog? Could have been anything. Why not hold tefillin? Why not hold tzitzis? Why not hold a sefer? I don't know. Why not hold a piece of paper? Like, why the Lulav and Esrog? No, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted that even the item that's meant to be the reminder, that should itself be something that's joyous, something that makes us happy. Naturally, these four minim are all make you happy when you look at them. I think there is some research about the effect of different colors psychologically. I think green and yellow are both associated with joy. And there may be something about these minim in particular. So that's the first approach he has. That since this is a time of natural simcha from an agricultural, from a financial standpoint, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to channel that natural simcha into a simcha shel mitzvah positively, and also by focusing on the Ribbono shel Olam to make sure that we don't run to inappropriate excess in our simcha. And that's the role of the Arba Minim, is to remind us that we can focus our simcha rather than our simcha just running amok. He says, Yadua mitzad hateva. This is scientific, psychological. There are things that make you... It's so hard. We have sukkah's associations with those Arba Asaminim. If you... Many Jews, you see a palm tree if you don't live in an area with palm trees during the year. So you happen to be somewhere, you know, you're in Florida, you see a palm tree, it makes you think of sukkahs. So we have the associations the other way around. So when you see an esrog, you think of sukkahs. Correct. But he's saying even absent that association, these are things that naturally, they're happy to look at. Looking at them makes you feel more jolly. So that's the first approach that he has. It's a time of simcha, so the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the opportunity to take the natural simcha and shape it and craft it and channel it lema'ano, both asur mera va'ase tov. As you're going to invest that simcha into simcha shel mitzvah, and this will also help you to avoid letting the simcha overtake you and disinhibit you inappropriately. And then he says, it's not only that these are dvarim ha-mesamchim, and it's just a hecker, to a reminder, remember that the simcha is meant to be leman Hashem. He says there may be more specific symbolism in these arbas ha-minim as well. Odeish barbas minim elu inyan echad. There's something else that they all share. Shehim domin le'evarim hayikarim b'sheba adam. Each of the arbas haminim is shaped in a way that's reminiscent of various organs in the human body. This is based on midrashim. Sefer Chinuch explains midrashim, the Tanchuma and the Medrash Rabbah talk about this parallelism. So Sefer Chinuch explains what the significance of it is. The esrog is like the lev. Esrog is like the heart, and lulav is like the spine. The leaves of the hadassim are like eyes, and the arava is like lips. So what does that mean? The esrog domo lev shu mishkan ha-secho. Okay, the esrog reminds it of the it's reminiscent of the heart, which is, as we said before, one of the seats of the mind. Certainly, where emotion, powerful emotion is expressed in the heart, physically expressed in the heart. L'remez she'avod bora'o b'sichlo. That's a reminder that we're meant to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our mind. Halulav domer l'shadra. I'm sorry. Right. Before he had both, well, he had the two together. Before he spoke about the heart and the mind as both being Mishkan HaSeichel. Now the truth is the Esrog might be reminiscent of the brain as well. Right. The truth is that Rabbi Yaakov Kamensky writes in Amos Yaakov, I don't remember if it's in Vaschanan or in Akev, on one of the parshas of Kriyashma, that he thinks that the word lev in biblical Hebrew could refer to the brain. Yes. He says, lo yitachin, that there's no word in biblical Hebrew for the brain. In Mishnaic Hebrew, it's the moach. But what is in biblical Hebrew? He suggests that lev can mean the brain. And then he begins to explain a whole slew of psukim using that. So that's something to keep in mind here as well. Then he says, the lulav is reminiscent of the spine. Ikar sheba adam, the core axis from a skeletal standpoint, from a structural standpoint of human body. Remez yasher kol gufo, if the esrog is a reminder that we're supposed to turn our pnimius, our heart and mind, towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the lulav, which parallels the spine, it reminds us we have to turn our body, our chitzonius, to Ribbono Shel Olam. So you have chovas ha-levavos and chovas ha-evarim. The hadas, doma le'einayim, l'remesh lo yasur achar einav biyom simchas libo. That's reminiscent of what we talked about before. To make sure that we use our eyes properly and we practice appropriate shmir seinayim at times of great simcha, that the simcha doesn't inappropriately disinhibit us. And the arava is doma l'sfasayim, the willow leaves are like lips, shebahem yigmar ha'adam kol ma'aseihu b'dibur. We bring our actions to completion, either we express our intent, or we sometimes finish the job through speech. Either we'll use speech to commit to action, or we'll use subsequent speech to explain and contextualize what we did. L'rumoz, she yost, to speak into the power of speech, Ray spoke about machshava, and he spoke about maaseh, and now he's talking about dibur. L'rumoz, she yasim resen befiv, that a human being needs a bit in his mouth. A human being needs to control his speech, not let his speech just run on its own. V'yichavein dvarav. A person needs to be deliberate in how he speaks, to speak in a focused way. V'yira me Hashem yizbarach af be'es ha-simcha. That closing line, to have your shamayim via a time of simcha, sounds like the Sefer Chinuch is understanding that the when the Medrash presents the four minim connected four evarim, it relates back to this idea of simcha. As I was saying before, the Torah describes lulav and esrog as usmachtem. It's an expression of simcha. So as we were saying before, it's a davar misameach in the first approach. And the second approach is specific in both approaches that it's also meant to be a way of channeling and being deliberate about how we celebrate and how we rejoice and how we express our simcha. And to make sure specifically at a time of simcha that our machshava and our masa, our einayim and our dibur are all focused well, to be happy, holy, and healthy. So that's a core part of the messaging of Sukkot. And it could be that not only is this an exercise in managing and upraising the simcha that one would naturally feel as a farmer at Sukkot time, but Sukkot is also an opportunity. That Sukkot is the workshop in how to handle simcha to instill within us lessons that we'll carry going forward into the year. That whenever we'll have simcha, so again, in a different industry, the natural simcha of the bonus may be in a couple months from now, or maybe whenever. There could be any one of it. Doesn't have to just be a financial driver. For whatever reason, I'm going to be experiencing great simcha, Mirtz Hashem, in coming months. Sukkot is the opportunity when the year opens, the workshop on how to do simcha properly, how to embrace simcha in an uplifting and uplifted way. And the lulav and esrog specific are minim hamesamchim that serve as a reminder that the simcha is meant to be laman Hashem, and they specifically speak to part the various aspects of who and what we are, the lev on the one hand and the guf on the other hand, the einayim and the dibur, and how we're meant to ensure that each of those is driving forward the enterprise of holy simcha. Some of the thoughts that we take with us into the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Thank you so much.